Hey there, and welcome back to the FFC podcast. My name is Tanner. I'm on staff here at First Family Church. And this week on the FFC podcast, we're going to be meeting one of our newest staff members, and that is Trey Schubach. Trey, welcome, man.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
So Trey's here, and we're joined by RJ Parks.
Hey.
And Travis Walker.
What's up?
And Trey is joining us as our Carlisle campus lead and production coordinator, and just started here recently. Excited to have you on, Trey.
Excited
to have you on the podcast. Talk a little bit about what you'll be doing here at FFC for the person who maybe doesn't know.
Yeah. So I'm going to be the Carlisle campus lead. So most of my Sundays I'll be at the Carlisle campus, meeting at the middle school there in Carlisle, focusing on kind of just shepherding, leadership, mentoring. I'll have some worship responsibilities, as well as looking forward to being a part of worship and production initiatives kind of across all the campuses. And excited for this opportunity to be a part of First Family.
Awesome. And you're here with your wife and your daughter.
Yep. My wife, Jenna, married June 15, 2019, whatever that comes out to math-wise. I always know the date. I don't always know how long it's been.
What the math is since then.
And then we have our almost two-year-old daughter, Taya.
I was going to ask you this. Is Taya a mixture of both of your names?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
I was like,
that'd be a great story.
I never even caught that.
Trey, Jenna, push it together.
I got it now.
That's like, it's like your couple name is Taya and you just had to name your daughter.
Yep. Yeah.
That was unintentional?
She wasn't named after that. So.
Okay. I put the math together and thought, I figured it out.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Maybe it is. And maybe we're just got a poker face and just teasing you.
Mm-hmm. What's your couple name?
Rady? I don't know. What's RJ and Katie?
We're Tracy. Pretty good couple name. Do you have a couple name, Tanner?
Tathany?
Why are you first?
Tanny?
Wouldn't it be Banner?
Sure. I mean,
nope.
Which one's the head of the home? I mean, is it my wife or me?
Ooh, good question.
Complimentarian.
Solid question.
Well, Trey, glad you're here. Give us a little quick story about kind of how you ended up at First Family.
Yeah. So grew up in Gurney Center, got my start in ministry at Orchard Hill Church there. They planted in 2005. And so we were actually in a movie theater. So being a part of a campus again, I'm really excited for that. Kind of feels like going back to my roots.
My brother's church meets in a movie theater.
Fun fact. I think it's great. I think even thinking about now, it's like you don't have to set up the chairs. Mm-hmm. We actually used popcorn buckets when we did like offering. So it kind of had that nice. Mm-hmm. And then we could use like the screen, like the movie theater screen.
Yeah,
so I think there's a lot
was
of pros.
It an active, like open, active movie theater?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Not a closed.
My brothers, they lease it or own it or whatever. So they don't.
Yeah. I mean, we did Sunday mornings and then they would still have movies.
Did you ever pop popcorn for the Sunday morning? Nice. Yeah.
Did you do at the movies sermon series?
We did not.
A little on the nose.
Two on the nose?
Probably. Yeah. We know.
We're here. We're literally at the movies.
Yeah. So started in ministry kind of out of high school at Orchard. Was there until 2018 where I met my wife online, Christian Mingle, actually. And then we were in Pella for a season, Manchester for a season, and then most recently I was serving as lead pastor at Bethel in a small town kind of near where I grew up. Yes, there's even more small towns than just Grundy Center around there. And then now I'm here with all of you guys. That's kind of the quick story.
What's the best pastry place in? Is it Yarsma's?
Yeah, I mean, my wife's more the connoisseur, so she would have a better answer, but yeah, I would say I go to Yarsma's.
Every time we go to Pella, there's the huge line.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I always say to Bethany, is the pastry that much better, or is it the name? Is it like you're buying Nike over, no name?
It's that much
better. Is it that much better? Yeah. Like, there's one, like, two doors down. I'm like, is it that much better?
What's that one called? Like, Vanderplugs or something?
Yeah,
it's much better.
Okay.
Here's a trick for you, though.
Okay.
If there's a long line at the one in Pella, drive 15 miles to the east.
Okay.
Oskaloosa has a Yarsma.
They do.
They do. There's never a line at that one.
Wow.
Interesting. I didn't know there was another Yarsma.
I didn't either.
Is it just two? Is that it?
I think so.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually go on like a Friday when I'm off or something, and there's usually not a line most Fridays because it's not like a Saturday or something. But
people that like stand an hour in that line, you could just drive over to Oskaloosa, save yourself a lot of time.
Wow.
Good to know.
Yep.
We've waited down in that line with young kids. It's not fun.
Be miserable.
So have you guys all gone to like tulip time then?
No, actually.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Well, we've never wanted to brave it with all the chaos going on, especially, say with, that, especially
hour,
with young kids.
That hour line turns into like multiple hours.
Mm-hmm. Like, we've tried to go like before or after tulip time when it's like, hey, the flowers are out, but it's not chaos.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, ask RJ any small town Iowa questions. And you guys have really connected on
small town Iowa.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I love asking Travis if he knows where places are.
The answer is always no.
I do want to go to the Field of Dreams sometime. Yep. So if you guys are up for a road trip, I would love to go see the Field of Dreams. Is that small town Iowa?
It's fairly small.
Okay.
Do you know where it is?
No. North.
I don't even know what town it's in.
Dyersville.
No.
Yeah. Where is Dyersville?
I don't know. Thank you.
It's actually near Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So you've been, I'm assuming?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. How much are those MLB tickets?
Ooh.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Probably a lot.
So Trey, you're coming on to do, you told us what you're going to be here doing. What gets you like fired up the most about being here? Like obviously you guys made a big life change to come here. What kind of excites you the most?
Yeah. So I was mentored and discipled from a young age in ministry. So to have that same opportunity just is something that I get really excited about. And to be kind of on staff with a large team is just really uplifting and just exciting to be a part of, to have different people to kind of breathe into things and a lot of collaboration. And so I've already experienced that and excited for that to continue.
If you weren't in ministry, what would you be doing?
Yeah, so I'd probably be doing something either in like the tech or customer service realm, or
the Geek Squad guy.
Sure.
Van.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like there would be things about that I'd probably enjoy, and there'd probably be things about that would be hard or frustrating. But if I could like do something and not fail, I probably would have done something in like drama or theater. Hmm. You know, whether it be like Broadway or movies.
Wait, acting or helping make it.
Either way, because I grew up, I was always involved in like theater and like speech and that kind of stuff, and so I really enjoyed that.
So you're telling us that you're going to bring back the drama ministry at First Family Church. Is that what you're telling us?
Wow. I guess. I don't know.
We used to do dramas. Did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't.
Before my time, but.
Yeah. Have you been in plays?
Mm-hmm.
Anything we would have heard of?
So, I mean, I was Aladdin and Troy in High School Musical. So.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
You did a High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
We did. In high school?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there a video clip?
Was Troy the main guy?
Yeah.
Is there anything on the internet of this?
There is somewhere.
Travis, get to sleuthing,
let's
buddy.
Go. Yeah.
Have you guys all seen High School Musical?
Oh,
nope.
Yeah.
Sure have not.
I have teenage girls.
Yes. I'll tell you my story about this.
Yes.
Just a story?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Flipping through stations one night, couldn't sleep or something, you know.
With Zac Efron.
And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, hey, here's a basketball movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, my word.
And I love basketball, right?
Oh,
so
no.
I just start watching. I'm like, this is a terrible basketball movie. And I probably end up watching like
play basketball.
40 minutes of it before I realized,
this isn't a movie about basketball.
Doesn't sound that terrible of a basketball movie if you watch 40 minutes of it.
I know. I just kept watching. Like, I can't stop watching this for some reason. But why is it such a bad basketball movie?
It's awesome.
And I realized I was actually watching High School Musical.
Have you ever heard of One Tree Hill, the old TV show?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
So when that show first came out, the trailers and everything, it had like in the like theme song. Do you remember this, Travis?
I do vaguely remember.
The like trailer and the theme song and everything was all about basketball. He's shooting hoops.
God,
he's at the park.
Yeah.
And then you get into it and you're like, this is just a high school drama.
Yeah.
And the guy also plays basketball.
Yeah.
Again, similar levels of disappointment.
Yeah. So I've never actually seen the whole movie. But I'm sure you're great in the play.
Thanks.
I have had no reason in my life to watch that movie. So no.
There's actually like a second one.
So if 40 minutes
of that, the first one wasn't enough. You got more homework to do.
Yeah, I got other things to do.
Trey, what's something that people may be surprised to learn about you?
Yeah.
So, a fun fact.
Yeah. Keeping with the sports theme.
Yeah.
Both. My brother and my dad are like really good athletes, especially golf. So they're all golfers. And
you moved into a house that backs up to a golf course.
Yeah, so you would think that I would also be, but
which golf course?
Copper Creek.
I've probably hit one into your backyard.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Mm-hmm.
That's why we had to put both a fence and a screened-in porch just for you.
You're probably safe.
Yeah.
If it's a slice, though, I don't know if you're safe.
Yeah. So you're not a golfer.
I'm not a golfer.
Huh.
My dad always said I had a natural.
I was waiting for a skill to say I'm not a golfer, but.
No.
Now you're saying I'm not a golfer.
Well, people say it just surprises people because.
There's no lead.
Because like my parent or my dad and my brother. So they're like, so people are often like, oh, well, yeah, you know, your dad's a golfer and your brother's a golfer. So they just kind of lump me into that. And I'm like, no, you don't want me on your team. You especially probably don't want me on your team if you're like just actually counting my score. Best ball, I might have, you know, one shot out of 100. I'm just
here's a quick quiz for you. Who do you think of the three of us is the best golfer?
Oh, great question.
Mm. I'm a big hitter.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
RJ was a college athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you a college athlete?
Yeah, the only one of us that was a college athlete is right here.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I got thrown off because Travis is talking about his slice, and so
I've got a great
he's never hit a
slice.
House though.
Man, that's not true.
Probably
that's not true. Come I think on. You've hit one with me.
Okay, maybe he has.
I'm gonna go Tanner.
I appreciate
what
it.
What a compliment.
Travis is probably the better golfer than and I wouldn't say probably. Travis is the better
golfer. He threw me off.
Travis beats us every time.
Travis is like
I probably started way younger than you guys started.
He looks when he hits the ball, he looks like a
looks
golfer
like
for the most
I could
part.
Maybe
the rest of us like look
be
like
a decent
we're,
golfer one day.
We don't actually know what we're doing. We're just kind of making it up as we go.
That's fair. See, he threw me off the confidence.
But last time we played together, I think we were on a similar level. So that's why I said maybe, because he is a better golfer. But we were close last time we played.
Mm.
There you go.
He's got the big what do you call it? The big driver. You can hit it the farthest easily. Yeah. It's because you're tall.
Yeah.
The lungs.
Yeah.
Gotta get the Happy Gilmore swing.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Trey, do you have any funny stories to share with us of ministry moments or embarrassing moments? Everyone has one. I mean, you probably have done some stuff with youth or kids or something. That's
So the story that comes to mind, we would set up and tear down every Sunday in the movie theater, but we would always go across the street. There was a come and go, and we would get like snacks. And so I'm a big like sweets guy. So we got Lifesaver gummies, and I ate way too many too fast one morning. And so when we were tearing down, I wasn't just trying to get out of teardown duty, but I ended up getting sick. And I remember one of the guys was just like, is that supposed to like look that color? And I was like, no, I ate a lot of Lifesaver gummies.
So, is what?
Like,
so you vomited?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that part. Okay.
Why did that guy see your vomit?
Like, I don't know.
He was looking at your vomit going, that's a weird color.
Did you just do it like right there on the floor? Or did you make it to a trash can or something?
It was like on the, like, where there was like a back door. So I was like unloading something into the van and got sick. So he was like right next to me.
Okay, let me ask this. Yeah. How many Lifesavers do you have to eat to throw it up?
No kidding.
I don't know.
So
I don't know
many,
I was,
right?
Yeah. I mean,
were you sick otherwise? Because that's gotta be a lot of Lifesavers, man.
It was a lot. So
that's great.
Did that reform you at all? Or are you like 3 days later, you're back to the Lifesavers?
Gotta get on the horse.
Yep,
well,
yep.
Back off the wagon, on the wagon.
Just go from the share size for a single person down to maybe a more reasonable amount, if there is such a thing.
Do you like orange Tic Tacs?
Orange Tic Tacs.
Ever had them?
It's been a long time since I've had them, but
I have a buddy in my small group who has an obsession with orange Tic Tacs. Hmm. He eats like a pack a day. Yeah. Not cigarettes. He probably sucks on them for a while, but yeah, he probably sucks on them.
I haven't asked him. Orange.
Specifically only orange.
So is come and go your go-to convenience store?
No, that was just what we had at the time.
What is your go-to convenience store?
Probably Quick Star.
Quick Star.
Do you have a Casey's in your town?
Now we have two, so they converted the
Quick Star over Casey's, huh?
To a Casey's.
Any big Mega Saver fans? Why did I gotta know? Like, why did Come and Go think it's better?
They sold. They what did. Do you mean?
Come and Go sold to Maverick.
What? What'd you call it?
Maverick.
So we get.
It's right next to the Domino's.
Super Saver or Maverick. Those are our options.
Right. No, Come and Go sold to Maverick.
Okay.
Maverick only wanted the highest revenue generating stores.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So then they sold the non popular stores to Mega Saver.
I thought it was like an Old Navy Gap type of thing.
No.
Like Mega Saver was our trash.
No, they're totally different.
Maverick was our high.
No.
Okay.
I mean, the one across from on First Street.
Yeah.
They saw across the street from the new Casey's. Yeah. They're like, we're not going.
We don't want that one.
Quick Trips right down the street.
Sold it to Mega Saver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a terrible name.
Yeah. The branding looks a little rough on Mega Saver. It looks trashy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun fact, we are not sponsored by Mega Saver.
No.
Not anymore.
We might be sponsored by Maverick.
Used to be by Come and Go, but.
Yep.
Rip.
See where that went.
What's your go-to snack? At a gas station, was it Lifesaver? Well,
not Lifesavers anymore. They got bumped. They got bumped out. So I would say the I keep thinking about Lifesavers now. The giant chewy
fried chicken.
Yeah, I mean that as well. The giant snack. Chewy.
That's where he was going with that.
The giant chewy sweet tarts.
The ones that are like
really big.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're actually like supposed to break them up, but I mean, who reads the instructions? And
what's your guys' go-to?
What you're supposed to do?
Gas station snack.
Oh man, well, I don't know if I have a go-to. I like Reese's anything. So Reese's sticks are my first choice.
Sticks. Which ones are those?
Yeah,
ones?
The sticks. They're like the little wafer bars.
Oh, it's like a Twix kind of thing. Mm.
Then I'm also a big fan of Little Debbie's. Mm. So same thing. The Nutty Buddy.
Nutty Buddies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or the powdered donuts. Love powdered donuts.
You do that on a road trip, you're going to get powder all down your shirt while you're driving.
I don't care anymore.
So, you've reached that age where you just don't care.
And then the Hostess pies, those things are really good too. So I try to get like one of each of those things.
I can't picture those.
Apple pie.
Typically, I mean, it depends on the road trip. Like if it's 20 minutes, I'm only getting probably two of those. If it's more than an hour.
So you went to the Michigan Iowa game a few weeks ago. What'd you pick up on the road?
I had Reese's sticks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Hmm. Travis?
I'm going to get either coffee or a Coke Zero and then something to keep me awake. If I'm driving, I have a tendency to get drowsy. So I need something that will last me a while.
So coffee doesn't do it enough for you.
No.
So you need something else.
I need something to munch on. So like I was thinking like pretzels.
Oh, you're not talking about caffeine. You're talking about something to munch on.
I need caffeine, but on top of the caffeine, I need something to keep me awake. So maybe like a candy that I could, like suck on or keep me awake or pretzels. So kind of boring, but something to keep me awake.
Mm-hmm. Or Reese's if it was like pieces. A chip or something.
Those
like
are
that.
Probably my favorite.
You mean Reese's Pieces?
Yeah.
Reese's Pieces are good.
Of the Reese's line, it's definitely Reese's Pieces.
My favorite chip is Munchies.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where it's like, it's got like four different things in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The sun chips, the Cheetos, the pretzels, the Doritos.
Have you ever had the, I don't know what it's called, that's a candy bar with Reese's in it?
Candy bar.
Like the Take Five?
It's like that. It's called like a nut outrageous or something.
Oh, the Nutrageous.
I think there's two. I think there's outrageous and Nutrageous. Have you had those?
I have not.
Really good.
Should we go right now?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I'm good.
Podcast over.
Man, you're making me hungry for Munchies. I've been sick
We're
for the last
take a
week,
five
so I have.
Break.
We'll be back. It'll just be 5 minutes of silence.
Or of chewing sounds.
Silence is sponsored by Reese's.
All right, Trey, you talked about you're not good at golf. Is there something, is there a random skill you do have?
So two come to mind.
Okay.
So
I only asked for one, but all right.
I know, I'm trying to be an overachiever. So while I'm not a good golfer, I do consider myself a pretty decent bowler. So I do like bowling. Mm. Have my own two bowling balls and my own shoes.
Sheesh. Okay, that's a level of dedication. You must be decent if you have that.
Yep.
What's your high score of all time?
212.
Sheesh.
211.
Yep.
One higher than mine.
Yep.
You
just had to one up me, didn't you?
What's that?
I said you just had to one up me, didn't you?
No, 213?
No.
I don't think I've ever scratched 200. That sounds...
Me either.
You got to get a lot of spares to get above 200.
Yeah.
Which is hard.
Yep.
You know what they say? Spares win championships.
Mm-hmm.
Who says that?
Everybody. Yeah. Am I wrong?
Pete Weber said that.
No, he didn't.
It's a real thing. People say it. Like they say, like strikes are the flashy like thing, but if you want to win a championship, you got to be able to hit spares.
Yeah, it's like drive for show, putt for dough.
Mm. Yep, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I totally knew that one because of how much I love golf.
Mm-hmm. Right. And your dad's a golf coach, so he probably says it all the time.
Sure. Wow.
But then my second one, moving on skills, I do a pretty decent Elmo impression.
Okay, that means you got to do it. So let's hear it, buddy.
Hold on. Travis does a great Cookie Monster.
Yeah.
So you do Elmo, like... and Travis, you do Cookie Monster.
Can't even picture what he sounds like. I haven't seen.
I like cookies.
That's a great one.
Yeah, I think you.
Well, maybe I'll do that. You.
I'm more of an Oscar the Grouch.
You do Oscar.
So here's
the count.
One, two.
So if Elmo was an evangelist and wanted everybody come to First Family,
Elmo says, "Come to First Family Church."
That's pretty good.
It's good.
Well, and it sounds like you've had that one ready to go. Uh-huh. So I think you've performed that a couple times for people.
Voiceovers.
Did you ever mix that into a sermon?
No. Definitely not a sermon. But yeah, I mean, it's fun working with youth and just kind of randomly having that show up. So,
ooh. RJ, Travis, any questions for Trey?
What's been your favorite part of these first 2 weeks on our staff?
I think again, just the team and like culture. So just being together has just really been refreshing, and how welcoming everyone's been, like for my family, like seeing other ladies like pouring into my wife and like loving on our daughter. Like those are the things you can't really put into words, just how much that means.
That's great.
Favorite worship band?
Red Rocks.
Oh.
Yeah. I would say I've taken a lot of like kind of inspiration. I really like both kind of a lot of, you know, how they write, but then just kind of a lot of like their production style just is kind of up my alley. So take a lot of inspiration from them.
Favorite 90s grunge band?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Pass.
You are missing a great man game.
You are. Definitely.
RJ, what's your?
Alice in Chains. Yeah, absolutely.
Trey and I were like 0 to 10 in that era. I don't think we were big into the grunge bands at that point of our lives.
I was in college. So, who's your favorite actor between Adam Sandler and Tom Cruise?
All right.
Same genres.
Yeah, totally same.
Well,
interchangeable.
Trav's a big Tom Cruise fan, so compare everyone to Tom Cruise.
I mean, I'd have to go Sandler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bolt.
Okay.
That's pretty bold.
Favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Probably Waterboy.
Oh, okay. Waterboy. Nice.
Trev, did you want to play your game?
Yeah.
Or RJ, were you ready for yours yet?
I'm ready anytime. But
all right, we'll give Travis a minute. Okay. RJ, go ahead with yours.
What's mine?
Rate these things.
Oh, yeah.
Do the song.
Bop. Rate these things. All right, since you said that Adam Sandler was the GOAT over Tom Cruise, I want you to rate these 5 Adam Sandler characters from your most favorite being number 1 to your least favorite at number 5 without knowing which one's coming next.
Great.
All right. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Let's start with Paul Crewe from The Longest Yard.
Solid.
1 through 5.
I'll probably... Not knowing what else is coming, I'll put that 4.
4. Okay, Longest Yard 4. How about Robbie Hart? I don't need to give you the movie since you're a big fan, right? Do you know Robbie Hart was from? What movie?
I don't.
The Wedding Singer.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Best hair.
That's Brad definitely. So you've already got 4 taken.
Yeah, I'll do 3.
3 for Robbie Hart. Okay. How about Happy Gilmore from the movie Happy Gilmore?
I've got to go one.
Yeah, so good.
He's number one. Wow. Okay. So you got 1, 3, and 4. So you got 2 and 5 left. Well, we got to go with Billy Madison.
Solid two.
2 or 5.
That's hard because I
wishing I'm, you left one open now, right?
Oof.
No, I still feel strong on my number one choice.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 2.
2. So that leaves 5.
Yep.
Bobby Boucher.
Oh, I missed it. I'm so sorry, Bobby. I'm so sorry, Bobby.
So your favorite Adam Sandler movie, yep, you put the character at number 5. Doesn't make sense, Trey.
Doesn't make sense, yep.
Yeah, well, that's great, though.
Because alligators are all ornery because of all them teeth. They ain't got no toothbrush. I'm sorry, Bobby Boucher.
Did you know that the University of Iowa gets a shout out in that?
What's that?
Yeah.
The University of Iowa's in that movie?
Huh. I don't remember that.
They're playing against the Hawkeyes. Okay. Was it the semifinal or something?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, if they won, they get to go to the Bourbon Bowl.
Yeah, before the Bourbon Bowl, they're playing the Hawkeyes.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't remember that part.
In fact.
I'm so sorry, Bobby.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. You do know your Adam Sandler movie, so good work. Good work. That's my game.
Did you have to look those up, or do you know those off the top of your head?
I looked one of them up.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. I couldn't remember Robbie Hart.
Robbie Hart.
I've never heard of that one. All right, Trav.
So
hold on. What's your intro?
I already used it. I only have one jingle.
I'll do the jingle.
Okay,
you got
go
the,
ahead.
You do the...
Okay.
Okay. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boo.
What's your deal?
There you go.
So here's how we play What's Your Deal. I raid your social media accounts to look for some interesting, maybe, photos that need a little bit more explanation.
Okay.
And so you can tell us the backstory. So I just look through them, find some interesting one. There's one on here where you're in the seat of a really sweet red automobile.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a car guy, not a big car guy, but I dabble.
Yeah.
So I'm curious. Tell me a little bit about this car.
Yep. So
is this your personal car that you drove to work today?
No, it is. Okay. It is not. That would be a Dodge Viper. And it's my favorite childhood car. And so for my birthday one year, we are my wife and then one of my friend's wives surprised us with they rented that for us. Unfortunately, it was a stick, so I couldn't drive it, but I got to ride in it with my best friend, Jonathan. Mm. And so just have a really great memory that. And
sweet
so,
car.
Yeah.
That's, you don't know how to drive a stick.
I don't.
Oof.
And I didn't feel like somebody else's really expensive sports car was the time to learn.
Oh, that was the perfect time.
But you grew up in a farm community. Yeah. You never drove a tractor or anything?
No, I did not.
Oh.
I did tasseled, but... That's probably the tractors like carrying
somebody
you.
Else was driving.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
I told you my stick story, haven't I?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. My first car.
I don't think
first
you have.
Car I ever bought was a stick shift, and I didn't know how to drive it. So I signed the papers to take ownership of the stick shift. Couldn't drive it off the lot. I stalled it 5 times trying to leave the parking lot.
Well, how old were you when this happened?
I was dating Casey, so it was probably
college?
20. Yeah.
Why did you buy it?
Because I'd watched Fast and the Furious, and I was convinced.
You're like, I'm Vin Diesel.
I can do anything Vin Diesel could do.
They make it look so easy on the movies. I'm like, these exist. Of course they're not hard to drive. So I knew the basics, like push the clutch in.
You just pictured
what kind of,
and it just did it.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a, probably like a 97 Honda Accord.
With NOS. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely a NOS.
Definitely.
Red line.
Was this, how close was this to your jury duty story?
Did
you have a lot of embarrassing years that time?
Because if you were to ask Casey, like, what was college Travis like? She would say, oozing with confidence. Misplaced confidence.
Oozing with misplaced confidence. Travis Walker.
What would she say now?
I think I've calmed a little bit.
We'll have to get her on the phone next.
Casey, what is Travis oozing with now that his misplaced confidence is?
I just was that type of guy, like, I can do anything.
Yeah.
My first motorcycle story, have I told you this story?
No, this is great.
My friend had a motorcycle. He asked me if I wanted to drive it. I said, sure. I'd never been on a motorcycle before. So I knew how to the clutch, all that kind of stuff. I hop on. Gosh. I go literally 0 to like 50. through people's front yards. I couldn't even find this. I couldn't find the sidewalk. I couldn't find the road. I'm just zigzagging through grass. Eventually, I figured out how to stop the motorcycle, and I survived.
So it was like Wreck-It Ralph, where you have to make the sound with your mouth to make it move.
Was this in the same era? Yeah, as
this was...
Man.
This was summer after my freshman year, because it was in Michigan. Yeah.
We've seen glimpses of this, Travis.
Have you?
Yeah. Remember when we were in Chicago and we were riding those bikes that yes. we rented?
Yep.
Right? You had to rent those super heavy bikes.
So, Trey,
picture this, Trey.
We rented these city bikes.
The three of us are just riding these city bikes through Chicago. And Tanner and I are being cautious, you know, because there's a lot of people in traffic
it's
around.
Chicago.
Chicago. We can get murdered.
Travis decides that he's all of a sudden in the street. And he was going to jump the curb and get back on the sidewalk, and he goes to jump it and he can't, the bike's too heavy, you can't lift it up, so he hits the curb, falls right off the bike. Me and Tanner are still moving ahead.
Do we look behind?
Look behind, and Travis is getting back on his bike. He's like, wait up,
guys, you leave me in Chicago.
You had so much confidence that you could jump
I
that curb.
I got this, guys.
With a
Don't
300-pound
worry
bike.
It.
Yeah.
When it comes to like extreme sports, I think I got it. You hand me a skateboard. How hard could it be?
I think we need to go back to that yeah. Casey comment. I think the confidence is still there.
You still got yeah. the confidence.
Or maybe right. it was until that point.
Yeah. This is more about you than me. Your second photo is a sign that says Capernaum, the town of Jesus.
Yeah.
Tell us about this trip you went on. Was this here in small town Iowa?
Yeah, yeah. Small town Iowa.
You never heard of it?
I've never heard of Capernaum, Iowa.
Yeah. My wife and I got to go to Israel.
Oh, okay.
And so that is town of Jesus.
Yeah,
and
that's yeah. awesome.
So that was a really special trip for us. Cool. And feel like.
Was it like a tour? Like a tour mm-hmm. bus thing? Like
Holy Land tour.
Yeah,
yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Cool.
Smart to do that before you had kids. Cause
yeah. Smart.
I would say my one downside is I know First Family's getting potentially ready to go, and yeah. so it would be really cool to have Todd as a tour guide. That's probably the one thing, if I like would have done that trip over again, mm-hmm. Would have probably picked a different like agency or yeah. Tour guides, because makes a big difference.
Hmm. People still going to do those tours right now with everything's going on? I don't know. I honestly
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I think we're still planning to do a trip, so I guess
we're
they
still
are.
Going.
It yeah. must be. It must be. All right, Trey. One more game for you before we finish. This is called Worship Song or Love Song.
Okay.
And you are going to match up against Travis.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to see who gets... We're just going to go back and forth and see who gets the most points and see what happens.
1 point each.
1 point each.
Okay. I'll be the scorekeeper. No passing. Like you
yes.
can't, I mean, if Trey doesn't want to answer, he can't just say Travis can have this one for half
I mean,
a point.
If you want to, you can, I guess, but that's kind of going to hurt yourself. So
yeah, yeah.
Well, I just guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Just
who guess. Would ever do something like that?
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't make sense.
That doesn't
do
make
that.
Any sense. So. All right. These are very short lyrics.
Perfect.
Trey, you can go first. The lyric is "Someone I've needed so long."
And what's our answer? We say
love song or worship song.
Okay. I'm gonna go love song.
That's right.
Ah, darn.
Did you know that one?
No.
Oh.
Who sings it?
It doesn't say, so I don't know.
All right.
Travis.
Trey 1, Travis 0.
I've heard the tender whispers of love in the dead of night.
Gosh. I've heard
that's got Cher written all over.
I know. I'm definitely going love song.
Worship song.
Oh my gosh. This game's the worst.
Trey 1, Travis 0.
You're my end and my beginning, Trey.
Love song.
Right.
Wow. Nice.
Travis, okay. Your love lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before.
If it's a worship song, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to go love song.
Yes.
Oh.
2 right, for Trey, 1 for Travis.
Okay,
come sweep me up in your love again.
I feel like that's a worship song.
Mm.
Worship song.
Right. Yeah. 3 for 3.
You're on fire.
Yeah. He's a worship leader. I'm for sure at the disadvantage.
Well, he's the guest, though.
Yeah.
There's probably not a discipleship pastor category.
I listen to podcasts.
Are these songs discipleship pastor songs?
Travis, my faith in you was fading.
You got faith, which makes you lean one direction. That's why it's probably a trick question. So I'm going to go love song.
It could be a One Direction song.
You're right.
Yes. One Direction.
All right, Trey.
3-2.
Yes. Trey 3, Travis 2.
I know you will still love me the same.
Love song.
Right.
Come on.
I missed one.
He doesn't miss.
How am I supposed to catch up?
Travis,
okay.
I breathe you in. I lean into your love.
I breathe you in. I hope it's love song. I want it to be love song.
No.
Oh my god.
You think you're saying I breathe you into a person you love?
To Jesus?
Holy Spirit?
The Holy Spirit?
Okay, so what's the score, RJ?
It's Trey 4, Travis 2.
Yeah.
All right, Trey, you're the light in my deepest, darkest hour.
Man, I can't place that, so I'm going to go love song.
Yep.
Oh,
correct.
Yeah. Guys, wow. On a heater.
5-2.
He's Purdue against Michigan. Can't miss.
Hey.
Too soon.
Come on.
Too soon. Your love is enduring through the winter rain.
Come on, Trav.
A worship song.
Yes.
I got to keep in reach.
All right. Final Jeopardy. I'm going to shake it up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And give you each a final word, one, and you can wager how many of your own points you have.
Same one?
Sure, we'll do same one.
Okay.
You each think of your answer in honor system. You choose your answer.
And do you wager before or after?
You have.
I've got to do a true.
Before or after the question, not.
Okay. How much are you wagering?
Okay.
All your points?
I'm going to do a true double Jeopardy.
Okay.
Wager all my points.
Whoa.
Trey, what are you?
So he'll be at 6. You're at 5.
Pressure applied.
You should do 2.
Go all in.
It's a math thing.
It's a math thing.
I'll do 2.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
So if you miss it and he misses it, you're tied.
Have to pick the opposite answer then.
Okay, but I'm not. You have to do it in your head though.
Okay.
Do it in your head.
Okay.
Decide.
You should give him each one.
What?
Like give Trey his.
But there'd be different hardness levels.
Okay.
This one's a pretty decently difficult one, I think. So I'll give you. Okay. I can see your heart in everything you say.
Ooh.
Okay, you guys ready? Get your answers locked in your head?
I think they do.
I'm locked in.
All right.
Locked in.
Trey, we'll start with you first.
Worship.
Okay.
Darn it. I was going to say worship. It doesn't do me any good to say worship now. Strong love song.
This is a worship song.
I knew it.
Final score is Trey 7, Travis 0.
Ooh.
You didn't get a single one right.
Humiliating defeat for you, Travis.
Should have went with 0. Risk 0.
That's a true sweep right there. Yikes.
Well done, Trey.
Thank you.
You are the better musician.
Well, you do play guitar.
I do play guitar, Trey.
Did you know that, Trey?
I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Travis has come to
on
Carlisle.
Planning Center. Just request
you.
Travis.
Yeah, he's really good too.
Mm-hmm. G C D E minor. Come on,
come on, come on, church.
Come on, church. Well, Trey, thanks for being on the podcast. We're excited to have you on staff here. It'll be fun getting to know you better.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah,
church. If you see him around, introduce yourself. Get to know him and his family.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. We'll see you next time on the FFC podcast.
Peace.
Goodbye, everyone.